Hey, Ness, did you just read in the paper we just had the warmest January, like, on record? I didn't mind that, really, even though I love cold winter weather, because it's always nice and cold in the deep freeze.
And I'm always reaching into the deep freeze this time of year just to see what I've got in there. You know what I got?
What have you got, hon?
I have a big, huge bag full of fresh Berry Jubilee from Remlinger Farms. Now, you know what? Every summer, we grow all kinds of wonderful fruits in our backyard, but we grow berries and grapes and cherries and apricots. And with the cherries especially, we freeze those and the apricots and use them throughout the winter months. Now, we didn't get a whole lot of cherries this year, but I went looking in the freezer case at the store and found, what was it, like several pounds of strawberries, marionberries, blackberries, raspberries, and blueberries for like $10. And I mean, I could go get a little container of some California raspberries and spend $6 on them. But this stuff tasted delicious, and it's not just fruit. What about vegetables? Do you use frozen vegetables?
Hardly ever. About the only time I ever use frozen vegetables is if I'm going to make a gumbo and I can't find any fresh okra. I can always be sure of finding a bag of frozen okra. That's about it. The only other thing I like in the way of frozen vegetables is frozen peas, but DeGroote hates those things, so I hardly ever get them either.
Oh, see, that's hard for me to believe, because really the difference between the small amount of time when you can sit and open fresh peas, and yes, they are delicious, and the amount of time you can get good, high-quality frozen peas and use them, we use them all the time. We make pasta with ham and peas. Do you ever make that?
I would love to, but Cheryl won't eat peas, and I can't say anything to her because there's so much stuff I won't eat that she will. The one thing she will not eat is frozen peas.
Now, what about edamame?
Oh, she likes those, but we don't get them too often. Do they come frozen? You can usually get them fresh in the food porno there.
In the food porno?
Yeah, that's what I call that. I'm not naming any names, but that's what I call the high-end supermarket.
Your local. Well, yeah. You can get them in all the Asian supermarkets as well, and we buy edamame a lot. You know, you go into a Japanese restaurant and you sit at a sushi bar, and sometimes if you're nice, they give them to you for free. But they make a really nice, really healthy snack. Nate loves them. You can quickly blanch them, or you can put them in the microwave and put a little salt over the top. I love that to snack on, and it's cheap, too.
Oh, I'll have to start doing that. You know, we do have a bag of frozen peas in our freezer, but they've just been relegated to treatment for muscle aches and pains, stuff like that.
Tell me about that, because a few weeks ago, my back went out so badly. And, you know, we have all kinds of these hot packs and cold packs, and the best pack of all was a pack of peas to put on your back.
Do you dip into that bag at all and eat a few while they're...
Yeah, and that's right, because if you're laying there and you can't move and you're really starving, you warm those peas up, and the next thing you know, you pop them in your mouth, you're good.
Yeah, well, you know, they're great in the summertime, too. I think they're a terrific hot weather snack, is to eat them frozen, pop them in your mouth, just frozen, straight out of the freezer bag.
You know, that's what we were doing with those frozen berries the other day. Those things were great. We made a clafouti. Actually, Nate made the clafouti.
What's that?
It's a fancy French dessert. Kind of, it's a custard with fruit, and you bake it. It was most delicious.
Very interesting. Support for Food for Thought comes from Isernio Sausage. You can find a link to Nancy's blog, All You Can Eat, right at the KPLU website at kplu.org. I'm Dick Stein.